The Gemara, Masechta Pesachim, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, teaches us regarding Bedikas Chametz. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, that Bedika should be done on the night of Erev Pesach. Says the Gemara, B'shosh b'nei Odom b'tzuyim b'tehem, because that is the time when people are home in the evening. V'or haner yosel b'dika, and that is when you can have good light. You could do the bedika with candlelight and get a good illumination from the candlelight. And then the Gemara continues, Amar Abaye Hilchach, Haitzum Rabbonin, if you have a Talmud Chacham, Lo Liftach the Idne, he should not learn, Be'ur to the Tleisa, the Nagi Arbeisa, on the night between the 13th and 14th of Nisan, Dilma Mashkele Shmatin, because maybe he may get engrossed in learning, and then he won't properly learn and he won't properly do Bedikas Chametz. And there's a fundamental machlokes rishonim and how to understand the statement Rav Nachman by Yitzchak makes. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak made a statement that Bedikas Chametz is done on the night of the 13th going into the 14th, and he ostensibly, and this is the way Rashi and many Rishonim, the Ravid, the Ramban, learn, the Rav Nachman by Yitzchak is giving us two reasons why Bedikas Chametz should be done on the night of the 13th. One is at the beginning of the night. One is because that's when people are home, and the other reason is because Or Haner Yofel Bedika. The Baal Hamor disagrees, and he says that the real reason that Bedikas Chametz was made up to be done at night is because that's the time Bnei Adam Mitsuyin Bebatehim. And therefore, explain the Rishonim, according to the Baal Hamor, that the primary reason Bedikas Chametz is done at night is because that's when you have people home. Says Seiros Rishonim that according to this Baal Hamor, if you're home by the day of the 13th, in other words, you don't work and you're home during the 13th, you would be allowed to do Bedika during the 13th as well. Because Or Haner Yofel Bedika, according to the Baal Hamor, is not the primary reason for doing Bedikas Chametz at that time. The other Rishonim, there are Rishonim that say that certainly Bedikas Chametz should not be done at any time besides the night of the 13th going into the 14th. And they give many reasons. One reason is, if a person is going to do the Bedikas Chametz on the 13th, and according to this reason, or even before the 13th of Nisan, we need to be concerned that the person is going to take the approach that I have plenty of time to do Bedikas Chametz. It's so much in advance of Pesach. And therefore, he won't do the Bedikas Chametz properly because he doesn't feel the pressure, or he'll stop in the middle and then he'll forget to continue. And for the same reason, explained the Rishonim, that even according to Rashi, that we just said that there are two reasons for Bedikas Chametz, the way to understand the Gemara. One is because that's the time that the Or Haner is Yofel Bedika, and that's the time when they Adam Tzuyim B'Tehem. So yes, according to Rashi, we could easily understand why Bedikas Chametz may not be done the 13th by day, because the 13th by day is not a time where we have the Or Haner Yofa Lebedika, but if we do it the night of the 13th, so now we have, it seems, both reasons of the Gemara. It's the time Bnei Adam Mitzuyim B'Batehem, and it's also a time of Or Haner Yofa Lebedika. But say to Rishonim, I saw the Rima Lunil says this, that even still, Bedikas Chametz should not be done then. And the reason Bedikas Chametz should not be done then is because, again, since it's so early and it's so much in advance of Pesach, people don't feel the pressure that I have to do Bedikas Chametz now. I have plenty of time until Pesach, and therefore Bedikas Chametz should specifically be done on the night of the 13th going into the 14th at night. The Taz has a different explanation. He says that the reason Bedikas Chametz, what the Gemara means, B'shah Shebnei Adam Mitzuyim B'tehim, is because that is the time when people come home from work. And Chazal established that at the time when people come home from work on Erev Pesach in the evening, when you come home from work, what you should do is immediately do Bedikas Chametz. There are other Achronim that say that no, Chazal, the way to understand the Gemara is not that Chazal said do Bedikas Chametz right away when you come home from work. That's what the Gemara means, B'shah. That's what the Gemara means, B'shah Shebnei Adam Mitzuyim B'tehim, as the Taz explains. And in fact, the Chasam Sofer, in continuing the explanation of the Taz, says that that's pshat in the Gemara. Because if the entire reason were Or HaNer Yofel Bedika, so then we could do Bedikas Chametz all night long. All night the Or HaNer is Yofel Bedika. But, adds the Gemara, B'shah Shebnei Adam Mitzuyim B'tehem, to tell us that even though all night the Bedikas Chametz can be done, and then Or HaNer will be Yofa, we want you to do Bedikas Chametz at that time. At the time of the beginning of the night. And that's how, explain the Mefarshim, we can understand the Gemara, the continuation of the Gemara. First, the Gemara, as we read at the beginning of our shir, taught us that Bedikas Chametz is done. B'shah Shebnei Omer Avnach B'Yitzchak, B'shah Shebnei Adam Mitzuyim B'Tehem, V'or HaNer Yofel Bedika. And therefore, says the Gemara, Om Rabbaya, Hilkechai Tzum Rabbanon Leiliftach B'Idnei. The person shouldn't begin a shir at the beginning. And the question that comes up, and we'll discuss this more in a moment, is that if Bedikas Chametz could be done all night, so why does the Gemara say that one is not allowed to learn at that time? He has all night to do Bedikas Chametz. The answer is because the Taz just taught us that the halacha is that you're supposed to do Bedikas Chametz, says the Taz, at the beginning of the night. That's what the Gemara meant, B'shah Shebnei Adam Mitzuyim B'Batehem. And the Gemara, by saying B'shah Shebnei Adam Mitzuyim B'Batehem, meant to teach us that Bedikas Chametz should be done at the beginning of the night, and therefore, over here, we can't let you learn at that time, because that's the time for Bedikas Chametz. So now, we need to understand we certainly understand from our Gemara that the time for Bedikas Chametz is at the beginning of the night, from going from the 13th into the 14th. But what we need to understand, when at that night should Bedikas, night of Erev Pesach, but we need to understand exactly when during that night should Bedikas Chametz be conducted. And actually, it really goes back to the beginning of the Masechta. We know that the Masechta began with the words, Ola ba'osur, boitkines ha'chametz, and the Gemara explained, it proved, that the definition of the word or means night. Or la'bos, the night of Pesach, boitkin es ha'chametz. And the Gemara proved, we spent almost two dafim proving that the word or means night. And the Rishonim and Achronim asked the question, yes, or means night. But throughout Shas, when the Gemara uses the word night, it always uses the word Laila. Why over here, as the Rishonim and Achronim, does the Gemara use the word or? And there's two main explanations. One is because certainly the word or is a nicer word than the word Lila. And as we've learned in our sugyas, that the Gemara teaches us that we want to use a Lashon Yafa, we want to use a nice wording. And particularly, as we begin our Masechta, Masechta Pesachim, we want to use a nice word, so we don't want to begin the Masechta with the word Leil, we begin with the word Or. To begin the Masechta with a nice word. Particularly, I sort of Mefarshim explain, that we know that the word, that the Mefarshim explain that the word Pesach is really an abbreviation of Pesach. That when Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, they weren't able to speak Divrei Torah. They weren't able to speak Divrei Tefillah, Divrei Shvach v'Hoidah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when they came out of Golos Mitzrayim, that was something that they were now able to do. Speak like they're supposed to speak. So the whole point of Masechta Pesachim, which represents our release from Golos Mitzrayim, should represent the way we speak, and that's why it says R. The Ravid, however, has a different approach. The Ravid's approach is that the reason the Tana chose to use the word R rather than the word Lila is to teach us that Bedikas Chametz should be done at the beginning of the night, which is exactly what the Taz says. The Taz is teaching us that the Gemara over here, when taught the Shoshnei Abu Tzuim B'Tayim, doesn't mean that it should be at the beginning. It doesn't mean any time during the night. That we learn, says the Taz, from the words Or Haner Yafal Abedika. Because all night long, Or Haner is Yafal Abedika. Rather, the fact that the Gemara added another reason of B'Shoshmanei Adam Tzuim B'Tayim, what the Gemara is trying to teach us is at the beginning of the night. Or Labos, at the beginning of the night. And in fact, there's a machloikis ha'achroinim. How to understand the opinion of the Ravid? Does the Ravid mean at the beginning of the night, but it has to be tzeisak lechavim, at the moment of tzeisak lechavim, right away at the beginning of the night? Or maybe even before tzeisak lechavim, at shkia, because we want to do it as early as possible. And certainly, even if we want to follow the opinions of the Rishonim that we said at the beginning of our shir, certainly, b'di'evad, if you have to do Bedikas Chametz early, you could do it from the Shkia, because there are Achroinim, if we follow the opinion of the Ravid that says Or means at the beginning of the night, and we follow the Achroinim that means from Shkia, you could do Bedikas Chametz already from the Shkia. Now that we have established that Bedikas Chametz should be done at the beginning of the night, like the Ravid and the Taz teach us, we could understand a very simple question. We learned a Gemara at the beginning of Masechta Brachos. The Gemara Masechta Brachos that Dalid Amud Beis teaches us. Adam Bam and Asada Be'erif, a person comes home at night from work, Nichlas Beis Knesses, and Ragel Likros Kairi, if he's used to learning Chumash, he should learn, Rimregel Liknais Shina, if he's used to learning Gemara, the Kari Krishma Shinspal of Oichel Pita Imavarech. So we see from here, unlike Bedikas Chametz, that you're allowed to learn before you say Krishma. Yet our Gemara is teaching us that you're not allowed to learn before Bedikas Chametz. So the question is, why the Bedikas Chametz were Chazal more concerned that the person should not learn before this Bedikas Chametz, unlike the Halacha by Krishma, which is a Chiv Daraisa. So the Bach answers that since Bedikas Chametz is done only once a year, that's why we're stricter by Bedikas Chametz than we are by other things. It's a nice tariff, but we need to understand the fact that it's done once a year or more than once a year, why is that a nafkamina? But according to the way we're now understanding, it's very understandable. Because what would be the halacha if it's the Zman Krishma, or we learned the Masechta Shabbos, the Zman of Tfilas Mincha? And it's not now that I have many hours still to fulfill the mitzvah of Krishma. I have many hours still to be able to daven mincha. It's right before the Zman is up. Would the halacha be that you're allowed to learn? Of course not. You're not allowed to learn then. Because if you're going to learn then, you're going to miss the Zman Krishma. If you're going to learn then, you're going to miss the Zman Tfilas Mincha. If the Taz and the Ravid have taught us that the Zman for Krishma is at the beginning of night, since the Zman for Krishma is the beginning of the night, so now we could understand. You can't learn then. Because if you're going to learn then, you're going to miss the Zman Krishma. The Zman Bedikas Chametz. Because the proper Zman of Bedikas Chametz is right at the beginning of the night. And therefore, as I've said, the halacha is that you should, even if the Gemara tells us clearly, even if it's the Zman, even if there's a whole night long ahead of you, you should still stop and do Bedikas Chametz right away at the beginning of the night, because that, or Lava Osir, is the proper time for Bedikas Chametz.